now to Washington and the inauguration. Adora?
That's right, John. Meanwhile, as there's hope there at the ceasefire will be successful in the Middle East, on an entirely different note, in Washington, there is so much energy and hope and pride for millions of Americans who have made their way there for tomorrow's inauguration. And guess what? Our own Femi Oke is in the middle of it. Good morning, Femi.
Good morning, Adora. How are you this morning?
Good. What's happening there?
Well, I arrived in D.C. very late last night. I dropped my bags off and took my tape recorder out to a neighborhood known as Adams Morgan. It's a neighborhood that is full of bars and clubs. It's basically right now turned into a street party, very diverse. Everybody's heading down there to get a sense of what it might be like for the next couple of days. And I met up with a couple of young ladies. There was Tamia, Jennifer and Ebony, and I was walking past them and I heard them very loudly planning their events for the next couple of days. Now, Tamika is from Anchorage, Alaska, and she'd just come back from the Lincoln Memorial concert, and they were expecting to love Mary J. Blige, they were expecting to love Beyonce, of course, but my ladies came away new fans of one particular artist.
Garth Brooks put on the best damn show.
Shout a little bit louder now, a little bit softer now.
Garth Brooks put on the show. I now want to go to a Garth Brooks concert.
Femi, their enthusiasm is so infectious.
They loved Mr. Garth Brooks. They're now saying that they're actually going to go and support him and watch him play. But that was one of the free events. So that kicked off the whole of these sort of inauguration celebrations. There's also one coming up tonight. Aretha Franklin will be playing live tonight. And she's going to be at the JF Kennedy Center. And those tickets will be free. If you line up at 4 p.m. this afternoon, you will get in for free. But a lot of these events, the balls, the parties, you have to pay a considerable amount of money. Now, Ebony Patrice Laurel is an economic financial analyst for Wells Fargo. And when it comes to her entertainment this week in D.C., she's determined to shop around for some bargains.
We're trying to get into free places. Yes, because it is a recession.
$10.
Yes, we're not trying to go into the $10 spots. Anything that's free. So no love, because love is $50.
Well, there is a shot in the arm, a sign of the times, I guess we should say.
Yeah, absolutely. People are really beginning to look at their money and costing out how much it's going to cost them for the next couple of days as far as going out and partying. And my young ladies actually found areas along that strip along Adams Morgan where they can actually party and not pay very much money at all.
And the city's taking this seriously, right? I mean, they're really concerned about people not turning this into some rich person's event, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And there are events where you can actually go along for free all the way through from the Sunday Lincoln Memorial event, from the Aretha Franklin
event. That's
tonight, so that people can actually take part in it and don't feel that they're being left out and all the celebrities are just taking all of the big spots. So there's a lot of space there for just real people, and people have been supporting the president-elect to come to D.C. and take part in all of the fun and all of the festivities. So today, D.C. is going to be turning around into basically a pedestrian area. So there'll be hundreds of buses turning up for people getting ready for the big swearing-in ceremony. And also a lot of the perimeter of DC will be closed down in the next couple of hours so only pedestrians can get into it. And there's also been quite a bit of concern about the numbers of people turning up. I've seen estimates anywhere between 5 million visitors to 1 million visitors. And Jennifer, who currently lives in Maryland, she says that the huge number of people that will make it to DC in the next few days, that's what's going to make this inauguration special.
The amount of people are scared, but this is fun. You know what I'm saying? Meeting different people, different backgrounds, different cultures, having fun with different people just because Obama brought us together. You know what I'm saying? That's real. That's real life right there, and we really appreciate it.
And Femi, I'm sure that Barack Obama would be happy to hear exactly that. But do you have any sense of the numbers? It's odd that at this very late date, they still don't have a sense. They're talking about estimates from 1 million to 5 million.
And it varies. When it was just a few weeks ago, Adora, people were talking about 5 million and how the metro system wasn't going to be able to cope and how you really should buy your metro ticket to get around D.C. In advance of actually coming. And then I've seen estimates as low as 1 million. So really nobody's going to be able to know until, let's say, in the next 12 hours or so, when the buses turn up today, when people turn up on trains, just to see how packed D.C. will be.
Even though it's cold, even though it's chilly.
Yeah, actually, it's warmed up a little bit. It's funny because Tamia, who is from Anchorage, Alaska, she goes to the University of Anchorage, she was saying that actually it's a wet, bone-chilling cold in D.C., and Anchorage is 50 degrees and much warmer than D.C. right now.
So that's better. Well, Femi, we're going to be looking out for your reports. Femi, okay, our own takeaway contributor, and we will wish you a good time there in D.C.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
And you should also keep an eye on thetakeaway.org because she'll be posting video and blogging and sharing pictures of her time in D.C.